Good morning. COVID-19. This program for you today. Call in questions you have in this virus pandemic. Chinese COVID-19 pandemic. Any questions you have, you can call 434-1790. 441791. Call and let's talk and chat about this thing. We'll be right back. That's eternal love. Listen, the Chinese outbreak virus in December 19, that's COVID-19 right there. WHO Director General declared it this week a pandemic. And as a matter of fact, according to the latest update, we have 158,000 people infected with this stuff, more closer to 159,000, and we have 4,600 people, no, I'm sorry, 5,600 people are dead from this thing. So as the older people get more and more infected, the chance of death increases, because, you know, from the babies to 40 years old is a 0.2% risk of dying. When you get a 50 and over, it's going up to 15%. So, and the younger people, be careful. I spoke to a friend, as a matter of fact, yesterday. I call her up and I said, you got to be careful, stop traveling. And she says, well, you guys getting crazy about all of this stuff. You get it and it goes like the flu. I said, what's the matter with you, man? You're not reading? Aren't you keeping abreast? People are not going on the WHO website and the CDC website to get authentic information. You listening to all this fake news out there. People, everybody become a scientist right now, telling you can't do this. You drink, take a little garlic. They say you gargle your mouth with some salt water. They say all kind of stuff. You drink some alcohol. All these things you can do to prevent the stuff. No, the scientists don't know right now. This virus here right now is novel. It's another virus who come out there and they try to scramble to find out what's going on. So I told her, I said, yes, you young people think that your immune is going to be like a cold and blow over, right? Because the risk is just 2 in 1,000 would die from this stuff. But listen to me. Listen carefully. You got grandmother, you got a grandfather, you got uncle, aunts, and the older people. You can give it to them and they die. People with comorbid conditions will die from this stuff, whether it's diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, kidney disease, immune problems, cancer. They'll all be really, really, really be touched by this thing. So don't think about yourself, when you ain't got to worry, because I wouldn't die from it. And my chance is low, I'm low risk. Think about the older people around. And there's something called community acquired. You know what happened in Ireland? You see what happened in Ireland? But guys, don't forget. Call 441790, 441791. You call, you got any questions about coronavirus this morning? We got half an hour. I can try my best to see if I can guide you in the right way, because a lot of people are saying a lot of stuff out there, misinformation and so forth. I want to give you the facts as the WHO or the CDC would say. But in Ireland, there was a community acquired situation going on over there. It's when the infection happens and you have no travel history. Yeah, yeah, Sarah, you can trace this thing, you can trace contacts and so forth, and people bring it from China or wherever they went to, whether it's Italy or wherever. But it's happening now where some people who would have no travel history get this thing. You call that community acquired. And it's, when it's happening like that, you got a serious problem right in our hands. You see, Ebola took no prisoners, you know. You get Ebola, man, he just take you out. So it's easy to contain those type because the people are so symptomatic. You know them, you put them together, you just bunch them together. You're able to isolate them real well. But when you have a virus that you can be asymptomatic, you can be mildly symptomatic, or you can be severely symptomatic, then it means it can be transmitted. And we ain't got this thing they call herd immunity as yet. To get herd immunity, you gotta have vaccination. At least 84 to 95% of the people gotta be vaccinated for you to stop this stuff. And these guys are working, the scientists are working so hard. On the outside, they're trying to find a vaccine for this COVID-19. Remember, vaccination doesn't occur overnight. No. This virus has been evading us since 2003 with the SARS and then 2012 with MERS. It's been and come back again, large RNA envelope virus. So we got a problem here and it's baffling a lot of scientists and so forth. And for you to get a vaccine, you got to try it on people. You can't just come out and say, hey, let's try this experimental stuff and you kill folks. Then a lot of stuff is going to happen. So backfire on you. So you can't get a vaccine right away. So guys, we got a big problem here. Don't forget, 434-1790. 434-1791. You call any questions you have on COVID-19. And I'll answer them for you. Despacito. For all the Spanish people living in the country out there, you know, we got you included. You're inclusive in this whole program on Saturday morning. Los personas quien pueda hablar español totalmente. Daddy Yankee featuring Justin Bieber. Be right back.
Fonzie! Come and move that in my direction. So thankful for that, it's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some kind of way. Make me wanna savor every moment. Slowly, slowly. You fit me, tell me, love, how you put it on. Got the only key, know how to turn it on. The way you never lie my ear.
Yes, hi, good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
Yeah, we're talking about COVID-19. How are you this morning?
Yes. Okay, yesterday we went to an establishment. And I hear this man, he was telling, he and a lady was talking about the virus.
Right.
And he was telling the lady that all you have to do is look in somebody's eyes and you can catch it.
Well,
that... You just have to pass next to somebody and you can catch it. I did not intervene. I listened and I said nothing. But I do not believe looking into somebody's eyes, you can catch it. I mean, if you come that close, but you could look at somebody's eyes from a distance.
No, he was wrong. But I think I know he was trying to move in the right direction.
Yes.
This COVID virus, you can get it from the nostrils, respiratory way, you cough or you sneeze through your mouth or your nostrils, right?
Yes.
But also tears in your eye in itself. You can it can transit from the tears or any type of secretion from the eye.
But not just the eye look into your
eye. But listen, here what the problem is. Here what the problem is. You ladies touch your face all the time.
Yes, yes.
Right? You gotta look pretty, you gotta do your makeup and fix things, touch your eyes, and that's where it is. You shake somebody's hand, and then you touch your eyes, you can get it. So it means he's trying to say, if you have it on your hands and you touch your eyes, you can get it because it can be transmitted into your tears, okay? So eyes, nose, mouth, all of that stuff. And I got some news for you. The thing can be aerosol, mean in the air for a short period of time. Oh, my goodness. And you could just inhale that stuff. So, yes, he was right in a certain way, but you got to touch your eyes.
Question. Okay, is this a man-made, you may not know, but is this a man-made virus?
Man, there are a lot of theories out there. I'm not a politician. This thing is highly political. So what happened? A lot of people are pointing their fingers, like Russia is pointing fingers, China pointing the finger, different type of people.
Aww.
I don't want to get too much into that, but these things happen.
Yes, and they're still far away from a vaccine.
No, yeah, they're far. At least a year. You can't just bring something up in the lab. Huh?
They were saying they had banned one, the antiretrovirals for the HIV, to work with that, to test it on, you know, I guess maybe animals, because I know it got to get the approval of the FDA.
You were well informed.
Yeah, they got to get that first before it comes out.
Yeah, because as I was saying earlier, if you got some retroviral, you got some antiviral type of medicines right now that you can use a crossover to get this COVID-19. And if you do it and people get a lot of side effects and problems, then a lot of people will be liable. Companies will be liable. So they want to make sure it's tested properly.
And how, and I bought surgical alcohol.
Yeah.
How that works then as a sanitizer? Is it strong enough to work as a sanitizer?
Listen, I'm telling you right now, the best thing right now for you is to get, if you get any type of sanitizer, it got to be 60% or more of alcohol in it, one. But the second thing is go to the old way, the old-fashioned way for mommy and daddy, you know. You take some soap and you wash your hands and learn how to wash it properly. And the way to do it is wash between your fingers, wash between the thumbs, wash the wrist that people don't do. You wash it and you sing Happy Birthday two times. In other words, by the time you sing Happy Birthday twice, it'll be 20 seconds. You rub, do that as often as you can, and don't touch your face. That's the best way to go.
Okay, I'm scared.
Well, don't be. Just try to.
I'm not in panic mode yet. But it got me, you know.
Yeah, don't listen. Stay away from a lot of crowds. Try to stay at least 3 feet or more away from people. That type of stuff. That's the attitude you have. And yes, wash your hands. Don't touch your face. You'll be okay.
Yes.
Have a nice day, ma'am. You on the air.
Good morning, Dr. Sparman.
Morning.
Yeah, a lot of people still don't panic. You're not panicking. You're concerned.
Right.
Right. With this virus, right?
Mm.
They're saying that it's affecting your stomach and your lungs.
Okay.
You know, like when you have chikungunya, it affect your body and so on. After now, people still having problems with pains and
joints,
so on.
Right.
Yeah. So after you recover from this virus, will you have problems with your lungs and your stomach?
Girl, you know,
I have.
Yes, you know, I tell you what, your guess is as good as mine, because the scientists right now behind the scenes working overnight, eyes all puffy because they can't sleep, trying to find this vaccine for this thing and see if you can get this thing under control and contain it. Listen to me. Seriously, you don't know. We don't know. It's a large RNA virus that's enveloped. And because it's large, it has the potential to mutate, means change its form. So it's hard to get it. It's not staying in one. It's like a moving target. And that's the problem posed to these scientists now. We don't know. It's first time it's here. It's novel. So we don't know what will happen, what a sequel would happen afterwards. So as I said, your guess is as good as mine. Man, I tell you, this time around. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't want you to come here. That is true. I don't want it here. Because anything will do with your stomach and your lungs, you ain't problems. That is true.
But more so the lung. And this virus got a predilection for the lung tissue. Like the hole on there cause fluid in lung, and then you got problems. Especially older folks. Once you're over 50, man, you got a problem. And your diabetes and the high. And you know the cluster of diabetes we have in our community. we got to try to hope and trust God he doesn't come on our shores.
Yeah, all right. You have a good day.
You too, ma'am. You and dear, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Herman. How are you doing?
Not bad, ma'am. And yourself?
Okay. Not too bad myself. My concern is I've been looking at the influenza for a long time, and I know that that's a highly infectious disease caused by a virus that affects the respiratory tract. Also, the symptoms would include headache, weakness, and fever. Right. I was wondering if the COVID-19 is also a strain from the influenza, because I know a lot of people die sometimes from influenza. We don't really pay much attention to influenza, but I know influenza is a highly contagious disease. I just want your opinion on that.
Yeah, they're two different viruses. Definitely two different viruses. The influenza virus is one. There are different types of influenza virus. And COVID virus 19 is a different. It's a coronavirus, different virus. And what happens, people don't know, that 20% of colds are caused by the coronavirus, you know. 20% of colds.
That's what I was asking. It's a strain from the same disease.
It's not. It's just a different virus causing colds. But this one, this COVID-19, is this large RNA virus that is a coronavirus, and because it's large, it's able to mutate and it come in a form that it caught us off guard.
Yeah.
Completely different. So we ain't got nothing for it. You may use some stuff. If you use an influenza virus shot, vaccination as we have right now, it wouldn't touch it because different molecular formula and all kind of stuff. So in other words, a vaccine won't be able to combat the COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning, Mrs. Sparman.
Yes,
how are you?
Good, not bad.
I would like to know, is the viruses affecting the animals also?
Well, this coronavirus affects both animals and humans. As a matter of fact, it's a reservoir in bats. Yeah, so bats are not infected with the stuff. The bats just take it around. Who eats bats? Cats. And who eats bats also? Snakes. And you know the Chinese, as a matter of fact, snake and rats and bats are delicious meals. So they feel there's something called jumping, where the virus can jump from animals or low animals to higher animals like human beings. That's exactly what happened. I saw the other day on social media a Chinese beautiful, nice young lady tearing a bat apart and taking that meat out of this bat raw and dipping it in some type of sauce and eating that stuff. So yes, animals and humans can be infected, but animals carry the stuff. We get infected.
Yes, because also the Chinese say that this year is the year for the bats, and not bats, rats. And they were celebrating because the rats bring wealth to their country.
Man, so so what are you trying to go? Where you tell me where you're going now?
They were saying that this year is a year for the rats.
Right.
Yeah, so they celebrate their New Year's Day with dragons or rats and different things like that.
Well, you know, there's a chance that rats carry this stuff. Of course, rats, and there are other type of animals that carry it. And of course, rats eat bats too, you know. So yeah. It's all that stuff going on over there. But there are a lot of theories out there. And we just have to be open-minded, be very candid at how we view and the information we regurgitate and accept. So that's why I point people towards authentic sources like the WHO website and the CDC website to get real good news and not fake news.
Yeah. And another thing, too, the government information program is telling people to wash their hands. And like, if people have colds or anything like that, or coughing, and you don't have a tissue right away, you could blow your nose and your elbows. But then when you blow your nose and your elbows, that mucus and thing will still be on your elbows to touch people also.
I know, but yeah, you know, it's better doing it than blowing it in your hands, though. It's a lesser of two evils. And if you blow it on in your elbow area, we're not shaking hands, we're touching elbows. Listen, this thing is serious, but it's just the lesser of things that are worse, that's all.
Yeah. Okay, then, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure, man. You're on the air. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Dr. Sperman.
Yes, good morning.
My reason I call, I would like to know, what about the fish that are coming in now? What about fish? Can we eat it?
Yeah, there's no scientific basis to think that the coronavirus is in fish. So you got to eat your fish, man. Just eat your fish right now. We're just going with study-based medicine. No one has ever said, no scientist really did any studies to show that fish is a reservoir for this coronavirus. So go ahead, eat your fish.
When the fishermen come in, now we can still buy fish.
Yes, man. Go buy your fish, girl. Fish is better than red meat.
All right. Thank you. That's
not a problem. Thank you for calling. Good morning. You're in the air.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to ask, did I hear you say that if you have an injection against pneumonia,
yes,
that would be effective with this virus?
No. If you got pneumococcus vaccination or
right,
meningococcus vaccination, these type of, you see these bacteria you're talking about, I'm going to answer your question. We, mankind or scientists, we've got great control over bacteria because they got a good cell wall, and we can get so many vaccinations for them, damage that cell wall, everything comes out and kill them. So that is why Ian Fleming in 1940 invented penicillin. Since then, we really had good control over bacteria, but viruses, they've evaded us, and that is why we're having so much problem with HIV, Ebola virus, all these stuff. Now the coronavirus and stuff like that. But answering your question, you know, in your oropharyngeal area, in your mouth, a lot of this meningococcus and pneumococcus is there hanging out. Normally don't cause disease, but when it gets into the immunocompromised people, then it causes problems. Now, when you get vaccination against that, it means it decreases your chance of getting meningitis or pneumococcus, which causes pneumonia. That's bacteria. This is a virus. So a vaccination against a bacteria can't work against a virus. And as of now, there's no vaccination against COVID-19.
I see. Okay, thank you for...
Yeah, thank you, ma'am.
Bye.
In my direction, so thankful for that, it's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some kind of way. Make me wanna savor every moment.
Slowly,
slowly. You fit me, telling me love how you put it on. Got the only key, know how to turn it on. The way you nibble on my ear, the only words I wanna hear. Baby, take it slow so we can last long.
Tú eres el imán y yo soy el metal. Me voy acercando y voy armando el plan. Solo con pensarlo se acelera el pulso.
Oh yeah. Ya me está gustando más de lo normal. Todo mi sentido va pidiendo más. Esto hay que tomarlo sin ningún apuro.
Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo en las paredes de tu laberinto y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito. Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito, nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Y es que esa belleza es un rompecabezas, pero pa' montarlo aquí tengo la pieza, oye.
Oh yeah. Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo en las paredes de tu laberinto.
Yeah, guys, I'm about to get out of here. You know me, half an hour, man. The quick man in and out. All right, listen, guys, we were talking about COVID-19 today. And I thank you all for calling and you guys, the questions you've had, very interesting questions. Don't forget to wash your hands, oh, I tell you. Sing too, happy birthday, that'd be 20 seconds. And wash all the, you know, the inside of the fingers and the thumbs and the wrists, okay? Stay 3 feet away from people as much as you can. Don't get in the crowd. Stay away from crowds, guys, okay? Because you don't know who's in there. Huh? And don't travel if you don't have to. You gotta stay 4 hours in that plane, yeah? Come on. That air is going around there, right? And then somebody, like the other day, in one airline, the guy just says, hey, I did test, I got tested, now I find out I landed, that I am positive and stuff like that. So, if you don't have to travel, don't. And I'm not traveling, it's not a problem. You can leave this country and go somewhere else, but you come back, you go to Miami, you may be quarantined, so let's stay home. Let's think, die down. We trust God that this time around, we overcome this thing, this time around. So if you're coughing, put on a mask. Just think about your brothers next door. You're coughing, put a mask on so it won't affect other people. Let's fight this thing together, guys. We only could do it when in 1918, when you had the Black Plague, or the Black Death, or the Bubonic Plague. They had to come together and fight this thing. Virus versus man. Don't forget to call. Get on the GIS, the government information website. Get all the information. If you got symptoms and you're thinking, we have places in Paragon. We got a Paragon there with the Army. We got a St. Lucie Center up there. We got things for containment, as a matter of fact, for isolation. And also we have a place for quarantine. More than one place, actually. Barbados is ready for this stuff. Don't panic out there. Let's just work together. I love you. I care for you, as always. And may you have a good day. Here is James Blunt. Goodbye, my lover. And I'm out of here.
You have been the one. You have been the one for me. I am a dreamer, and when I wake, you can't break my spirit. It's my dreams you take, and as you move on, remember me. Remember us and all we used to be. I've seen you cry, I've seen you smile. I've watched you sleeping for a while. I'd be the father of your child. I'd spend a life.